Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. On this episode of Translucent, we hear from Shelby Chestnut, the executive director of the Transgender Law Center in San Francisco, California. Shelby talks about the impact that the anti-trans legislation has on trans youth. The Transgender Law Center is the country's largest trans-led organization that is fighting anti-trans policies. It's been around for almost 24 years. Shelby says trans youth are struggling in this political climate.
Trans young people should be able to be just living their lives how they normally do. And unfortunately, I think we're living in a time and in a country that is determined to try and negate people's identities, to make them say that they're not valid and they're not a part of society. And we just know that that's not true. And just, have been following, I think, around the country, like what I'm seeing happening and just questioning, you know, what are people's sort of motives for such hateful work?
Our nation seems increasingly committed to challenging trans people's identities, questioning their validity, and pushing them to the margins of society. Some Republican politicians have been campaigning on the idea that trans people are spreading dangerous gender ideology.
A majority of these politicians, they don't actually know anything about trans people. It's just a fear tactic. It's like a low-hanging fruit that they can spread a bunch of misinformation about and scare people.
And these tactics are working. In 2025 alone, 937 anti-trans bills have been proposed in 49 states. Out of those, 114 have passed, and hundreds are still active. Many of the laws target trans youth's access to healthcare. Some restrict trans people from participating in school sports. Others prevent trans and non-binary people from using bathrooms that align with their gender identity. And there are lots of new restrictions on discussions about gender identity in schools. Last year, Ohio House Bill 68 passed into law. That law restricts trans youth access to healthcare. Several others are still advancing through the legislature. But Shelby says lots of people are organizing to oppose these bills.
You know, I do think we're in a time where there's just a lot of political upheaval, and I think power is shifting. And I think of, you know, like all of the people that wrote in and submitted comments to the Ohio Department of Health and said, like, no, we don't support this. And lawmakers having to take like a big look at themselves and say, like, okay, like my constituents are saying like they don't support this. So like, as much as like I think there's some limitations with government, I also think that there's immense pressure that we as people living in these communities can put on government to say, like, we're not going to reelect you if you don't actually prioritize my community in this.
Lawmakers are facing scrutiny from constituents demanding representation. And a lot of people don't actually support anti-trans laws or just don't care about the issue either way. Voters are making it clear that they expect their needs and concerns to be prioritized. Shelby suggests that the trans community amplify trans voices to push for change.
I mean, I think we need to do a lot of work of getting our stories out there. And not to say that we should be like telling the sob story of the trans person, but like stories of resilience and just like community success of what it means to be out in our communities, you know, just like everyone else.
Even though these are stressful times to be doing trans legal advocacy, Shelby still remains hopeful. They believe trans young people have the power to create a world we all want to live in.
I think we need to stop underestimating the power of young people, and particularly trans youth, because they are the answers that we need. They're telling their truths every day. And I think the more that we try to limit them, like the brighter they're going to shine.
To learn more about these anti-trans bills, visit translegislation.com. I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.
Are you signed up for WISO's daily newsletter? I'm Caitlin Schrader, the digital editor at WYSO. And each weekday morning at 6, I send you the latest headlines from our community and across Ohio. Our reporters are producing trustworthy journalism that connects you to our community and goes beyond obvious answers. Stay informed and inspired each morning and sign up for our newsletter today at wyso.org/newsletter.